You're listening to The Mark White Show.
That's a good how do you do.
Are you building your dream home? Or have you decided to stay in your current home and remodel? Either way, we all know that kitchens and baths are smart investments when it comes to the value and livability of our homes. Regardless of the project size or complexity, you want and deserve quality products and amazing service before, during, and most importantly, after the sale. A big part of that service is dealing with people that understand their products and can provide advice and consultation that you can rely on. Sounds like a tall order for sure. Who can give you the brands you know and trust and the professional help you deserve? Our friends over at Park Supply Company, of course. They are the go-to for all of your kitchen, bath, and DIY needs. Visit their locations in Huntsville and Athens, and you will understand the difference of the Park Supply way. Large selection with the small hometown feel you love. Mention this ad and receive a one-time coupon good for $10 off of a $50 purchase. Go to parksupplycompany.com and connect with them today. Have you been searching for a rewarding career as labor, skilled labor, or lead man supervisor? Premier Structures may have the career you've been looking for. Premier Structures offers three stages of profit sharing, 70% of health insurance covered for individuals, and plenty of room for growth. Premier Structures is located in Athens, Alabama, and serves all of North Alabama, and is licensed in Alabama and Tennessee. To find your career with Premier Structures, go to premierstructures.com or give them a call at 256-232-2092. Bob Sykes Barbecue has a big announcement. They are now delivering to your home or office. Just order online and we'll take care of the rest. That's bobsykes.com. Bob Sykes Barbecue is open Monday through Thursday, 10:30 a.m. to 9 p.m. and Friday and Saturday, 10:30 a.m. to 10 p.m. Check them out at bobsykes.com.
Sometimes life brings you a moment you always will remember. Some of nature's most beautiful creations, framed by places we know and cherish. And aren't we in luck that some of life's most memorable scenes are right here at home, all together at Alabama the Beautiful, the group on Facebook, where the eye captures the moment, and it really does last forever.
Be sure to check out AlabamaTheBeautifulMagazine.com.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes.
At Fuquay's Soul Food Restaurant, you can enjoy all-you-can-eat meats, home-cooked vegetables, and homemade desserts. Fuquay's Soul Food Restaurant is located in Rogersville, Alabama. Fuquay's can also take care of your catering and party needs. Check them out on Facebook or give them a call at 256-607-7120. A new location is coming soon to Hartselle, Alabama, so stay tuned.
Now, with tomatoes and other fresh produce, J. Calvert Farms in Coleman, Alabama is ready to serve you. Located at 30 County Road 260, Coleman, Alabama, you can go to their website at jcalvertfarms.com and follow them on Facebook and Instagram at J. Calvert Farms. Give them a call at 256-636-2752. That's J. Calvert Farms in Coleman, Alabama.
Hey everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
This is Nico Johnson from Andalusia, Alabama, assistant football coach at University of Texas. Be where your feet are. You listen to The Mark White Show.
Hey y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you, yeah, you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, I'm Crystal Gale, and you're listening to The Mark White Show, and one smile can make a difference.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White.
Welcome to another edition of The Mark White Show. I'm glad that you can be with us as we try to help a special family from Coleman County.
We are helping the Kelly family. I have on the line with me Morgan Runyon, and Ryan several days ago was injured during his work as a lineman, and I wanted Morgan to be able to share about how you can help this family during this time. It's been a struggle, but I'm so glad to see the picture of Ryan's smiling face next to Brittany, and I know you are too, Morgan.
Yes, yes, I am. I'm very thankful to see his smile.
How did you get the news about your brother being injured in this way?
His foreman called my husband, and we happened to be in town, and that's how we received that news. My husband was actually in Lowe's, and we were out in the parking lot, and my husband came running out and immediately took off to the scene.
Somebody's amazing work. I know that there was probably a team of people who converged onto the scene to get him immediate assistance.
Yes, yes. His crew, I'm so very appreciative of them. They all, you know, joined together and did everything for him until the EMTs could get there. And, you know, when the EMTs took over, and they did a phenomenal job. I will forever be appreciative of that.
Morgan, tell me, is Ryan kind of a tough guy?
Very. He is he is one of the toughest guys you'd ever meet.
I noticed on his Facebook it said, scared money doesn't make money.
Yes, yes.
If you're going to take that role as a lineman, you're going to be in some dangerous work, that's for sure.
Yes, it is. It's very, very dangerous, but he is very tough, but he's also a big teddy bear. But he does show his toughness to kind of disguise that. But he is a big teddy bear.
What was it like for you, Morgan, once everything started to clear away and you were able to communicate with your brother for the first time to get that sense of relief that maybe he's on the path to recovery?
I give all the glory to God. I thank him for my brother, and I'm sorry. But I was just such at peace that he was still here and that I could talk to him and see him smile.
Well, as we talked about, Morgan, he's your little brother, and you've had a special role to play in his life as a mother figure, and so I can see where this would affect you tremendously and take away from what we consider normal life and put all that on hold for your brother who you love so much.
Yes, yes. And I have two boys at home, and my husband works out in California, so it's hard to be at the hospital, which I know he's taking care of, but it's been really hard not to be at his bedside every day, even though it's not realistic, but I know he's taken care of at the end of the day. But it's been real hard, but like I said, I'm just thankful that he is breathing, and I couldn't ask for any more than that.
How's his recovery going right now? I know when I saw the picture of Ryan next to Brittany, he had his arms covered, and I believe it was some type of a vacuum that he has on his arms.
Yes, he has wound backs on both of his arms, but his recovery is going really well. He's able to do OT and PT, and yesterday he was actually able to get out of the bed and walk 5 steps to the right, and so we were really happy about that. And then this morning, he's worked with therapy, and they were able to get his right arm. He was able to move it, you know, at an 80-degree angle, I think. And then his left arm, he could move it, you know, 100%. So his right arm is, you know, the worst one. But, I mean, both of them, I mean, are still looking really good considering what has happened.
What has been the response from the people who are closest to you, family, friends, neighbors, those who care about Brittany and Ryan so much?
Oh, we've had the best support. Everybody has, you know, called and texted and prayed and are genuinely concerned, but we've had just outpour of love, and not just from, you know, our family, but the community, you know, the Line family, you know, they're all so close, and we've had just outpours of love and prayers, and everybody has been great for our support.
So Ryan and Brittany, do they live in Cordova now?
They do, yes.
Okay. Now, how old is Ryan?
He is 25.
Okay, he's a young guy.
Yes, very young.
I sold life insurance in Cordova and met a couple of families that their boys actually played on the team against us and have always had a unique connection with the Cordova area.
Well, he was not raised in Cordova. We were actually, you bringing B.B. Comer up, we were actually raised in Talladega County.
Oh, wow, okay.
We're originally from Childersburg, but I think he's been in Cordova since about 2016, 2017, somewhere in there. But I mean, he seems to, you know, like that community.
Excellent. Folks, right now I'm talking to Morgan Runyon. She is a sister, an older sister to Ryan Kelly. Ryan was in an accident working as a lineman in Dodge City, Alabama. He lives in Cordova with his wife, Brittany. And when we come back, I want to share how you can help Ryan Kelly and his wife, Brittany, during this time. He's recovering. It sounds like the recovery is going as well as could be expected after going through such a severe injury. But as Morgan has mentioned, a lot of prayers have been offered. A lot of people have been there to support the family, and I want you to have an opportunity to support the Kelly family as well. I hope you'll stick with us. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White.
Make a difference. All we have to do is try. Every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
Bob Sykes Barbecue has a big announcement. They are now delivering to your home or office. Just order online and we'll take care of the rest. That's bobsykes.com. Bob Sykes Barbecue is open Monday through Thursday, 10:30 a.m. to 9 p.m. and Friday and Saturday, 10:30 a.m. to 10 p.m. Check them out at bobsykes.com.
Athens Bible School is accredited by Advance Ed, a member of the National Alliance of Concurrent Enrollment Partnerships, and is a satellite campus of Calhoun Community College. For more information, call 256-232-3525 or visit our website at athensbibleschool.org.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to bankstonmotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes.
This is Cora White inviting you to tune in every Saturday to Cora's Corner on The Mark White Show.
Welcome back to The Mark White Show. Right now I have Morgan Runyon on the line with me. She is a sister, a mother figure to Ryan Kelly. She helped raise Ryan. Ryan is a 25-year-old who suffered an electrical shock in Dodge City working just a few days ago, and he's in the middle of his recovery. He's in a battle right now, but it looks like everything is going as well as expected. And Morgan, right now, you've had a lot of people, as you mentioned, in the community, family members, people who love the Kelly family support, and we want to try to expand that out and let more people know about how they can help the Kelly family. Here we've got Ryan, as he's recovering, that means that there's no income for the family that is going to help them move forward.
Yes, correct.
What all has been set up at this point, Morgan, to try to help Ryan and Brittany?
So in the Lyon family and this community, there is a Fallen Lyman Association, and they try very hard to help in any way they can, and they have reached out and agreed to help pay bills until he is back on his feet. So we have that, and which is great. And of course, donations through Venmo. And, you know, as far as we have, we're in the works of, you know, work stuff as far as, you know, long-term disability and stuff. But as far as donations and stuff, we have had donations through Venmo, and also we're going to get help from the Fallen Lyman Association to help with bills until he can get back on his feet.
I see that the Fallen Lyman organization is based out of Madisonville, Louisiana, and
yes,
people can support the Fallen Lyman organization. I do want to give them a plug because they can help the next person, and not just Ryan, but any others that are injured in the line of duty when it comes to lineman,
yes,
work. They can go to fallenlineman.org, and they can also follow on Facebook at the Fallen Lyman organization. About 59,000 people are supporting and following this effort to support families of fallen linemen. What a great organization to help Ryan and Brittany in this way.
Yes, it is great. And the lady, Penny, that I have worked with, I've worked with her before, and she's phenomenal. She loves to be able to help in any way, and she's also there just if you need somebody to talk to. So they're really, and of course, not just for my brother, but, you know, my husband does this, this community and this line of work. So, you know, if anybody can donate to that, then, you know, I'm all for that.
Before Ryan's injury, how much did you know about the Fallen Lyman organization?
I've known about them for a while. We worked with them for, you know, to help another family. Of course, that was one of the first things that popped in my head, you know, after we found out that my brother was okay, because I know that there was help out there. Tried to spread that word, especially in this community, that there is always a helping hand. They try everything that they can to help.
Morgan, that's a great lesson of what goes around comes around, isn't it? Because if you were helping a family,
yes,
before, and then suddenly you're needing the help for your brother, you didn't know that when you were helping before that.
Exactly. Yes, that's exactly what I thought.
Wow, that's incredible. And then also,
yes,
Brittany has a Venmo, and people can contribute through the Venmo and support Ryan and Brittany during this time too, right?
Yes, correct. We are using those donations for gas, for her traveling to the hospital, you know, to take care of the kids, to, you know, for food, any of the extra stuff, that's what those donations will go to help with.
So how many kids does Ryan and Brittany have?
They have four.
What are the ages?
Yes. There's an 8-year-old, a 5-year-old, an almost 2-year-old, and a 4-month-old.
That is a lot to take on and have an injured,
yes,
father and have four children as young as they are.
Yes. Yes, it is. So whatever we can do to help to ease his mind, because Brittany is a stay-at-home mom. So whatever we can do to ease his mind will make me extremely, you know, thankful and appreciative, just so he doesn't have to worry about the kids and, you know, making sure bills are paid, and that I'm trying to take care of all that so neither one of them have to worry.
Morgan, I know that we take those vows when we get married that says in sickness and in health. Sometimes we don't realize how unhealthy we can get. And here, Ryan, in this situation, what would you say about your sister-in-law with her four children, handling Ryan's situation, and being that mother and wife that you hope a person would be.
Yeah, I'm extremely thankful that she's at his side. He wouldn't want it any other way. And she's doing a great job, you know, juggling the kids and, you know, making sure she's at the hospital every day. So I'm really proud of her.
Excellent. And as far as the Venmo to be able to help Ryan and Brittany during this time, they can go to @Brittany-brand-9. That's Brittany spelled B-R-I-T-T-A-N-Y, brand, B-R-A-N-D, the number 9. That's @Brittany-brand-9. That's the Venmo. And I know that Ryan and Brittany certainly appreciate all the help that's being given to them. Have you had a response from Ryan to say, wow, this is amazing that people are stepping up in this way?
Yes, he has been extremely appreciative, but he's also, you know, like we said, we talked about, he's also the tough one in saying, I don't want people's money, but he does not want to accept it. But I know at the end of the day, you know, this is what we have to do to get through it. But he is extremely appreciative and thankful for everyone that has helped us along this journey.
As you say that, Morgan, I'm thinking about an episode of Andy Griffith and Mr. Darlin. He's telling Andy there's a time for giving and there's a time for taking. And right now, Ryan needs to just be able to accept the gifts that people are giving and know that they care about his family in this way and just accept it. If other people were in his shoes, there are a lot of people who feel that same way. But when you go through something like this and you've got kids and you've got your family, just take that help and be appreciative of it. It's all I can say.
Yes, and take the help and then, you know, pay it forward when you're able to.
That's exactly right, that's, Morgan.
Yeah, that's just the way I look at it, and I know he will. So we are all very appreciative and thankful. And not only for the donations, but for all the prayers, because this was God. So we appreciate all the prayers and everything that people have done for us.
Morgan, just know that anything that your family needs moving forward, just reach out to me and let me know, and I'll try to do the best I can to help as Ryan continues to recover and as Brittany continues to take care of her husband, take care of her kids. And I know that you're being the best sister that you can be during this time as well.
Yes. Well, I really appreciate it. I truly do.
Thank you for joining me here on the show today, Morgan.
Thank you.
Here on the Mark White Show, we're recognizing difference makers and we're sharing their stories to encourage and inspire us all to make a difference where we can. I want you to share the show with your family, your friends, and your neighbors. I want you to follow the Mark White Show on Facebook and Instagram and subscribe to the Mark White Show podcast wherever you get your podcast. You have been listening to another edition of the Mark White Show, and this is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today. Special kind of hero, hero, no ordinary hero, talking about a hero, special kind of hero, yeah.
There are moments in life you wish you could capture forever. Alabama the Beautiful is a new online magazine that preserves images from sweet home Alabama. Yours anytime, online, every month, where the eye captures the moment and it really does last forever.
Be sure to check out alabamathebeautifulmagazine.com.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Mr. Cecil Batchelor is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a True Value store, our tagline is still Your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchelor really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15220A Highway 43 in Russellville, Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's or right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
The Dependable Service Center.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call, located in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama.
Are you building your dream home? Or have you decided to stay in your current home and remodel? Either way, we all know that kitchens and baths are smart investments when it comes to the value and livability of our homes. Regardless of the project size or complexity, you want and deserve quality products and amazing service before, during, and most importantly, after the sale. A big part of that service is dealing with people that understand their products and can provide advice and consultation that you can rely on. Sounds like a tall order for sure. Who can give you the brands you know and trust and the professional help you deserve? Our friends over at Park Supply Company, of course. They are the go-to for all of your kitchen, bath, and DIY needs. Visit their locations in Huntsville and Athens, and you will understand the difference of the Park Supply way. Large selection with the small hometown feel you love. Mention this ad and receive a one-time coupon good for $10 off of a $50 purchase. Go to parksupplycompany.com and connect with them today.
Shout a friendly hi when they go passing by, who live and love in my hometown. Ah, these are my kind of people.